This podcast is brought to you by our Let's Go Brandon t-shirt. Order it at HowieCarShow.com/Thor. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
It's about power and control, and it's just one more thing that they've done wrong. I mean, frankly, I don't know that they've done anything right. What was the Quinnipiac poll had his approval rating at 33%. I think the real question is, who are these 33%?
Who are these people?
But I said if they get elected, our country would become a large-scale version of Venezuela, remember? And I didn't really, you know, I said it, and I meant it a little bit. Guess what? It's true.
Venezuela, here I come!
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Abraham Lincoln, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, all of them.
Including a great American name,
Howie Carr.
Y'all know what day it is?
It's somebody's birthday today.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. It's Martin Luther King Day. Many people have the day off, but we will be here throughout the course of the afternoon, as we are most every weekday. If you want to join us, the number is 844-500-4242. There's a good piece in Real Clear Politics about just some of the misses that the FBI has had here. And I think this terrorist incident in suburban Dallas, Texas, over the weekend at the synagogue is another one. And there's a story in the Daily Mail about the British security services were today accused of a serious intelligence failure after a Muslim terrorist from the UK was able to travel to the United States to lay siege to a synagogue despite his significant criminal convictions and known radical views. But, you know, again, the FBI had people in the UK, even though they're supposed to be the domestic security service, they were in the UK. Peter Strzok, the corrupt FBI agent with the horse-faced girlfriend, Lisa Page, he was in the UK in 2016 doing research with these paid operatives of the Defense Department, other ones, the pickle-nosed guy. That they were trying to frame Donald Trump and the people in his campaign and then administration. I mean, they had plenty of intelligence over there. They not that it was intelligence; they were just making crap up. But they infiltrated the Gretchen Whitmer kidnapping plot. Actually, set it up. It appears that they had feds on the ground at the Fedsurrection on January 6th. They set up a special task force to track down people, parents who went to school board meetings across the country and complained after the Biden administration set up this group, this school board's group to write a letter. Basically, maybe they wrote the letter for them to the FBI so that the FBI would have a pretense to go in and start this latest COINTELPRO, counterintelligence operation. But these terrorists are just coming and going as they please and randomly killing. It turns out hundreds of Americans, actually, if you go over this whole list. May 2015, two Islamic extremists, Elton Simpson and Nadir Hamid Sufi, began shooting at a free speech event in Garland, Texas, that featured cartoons of the founder of Islam. The FBI had been monitoring the men for years. An FBI agent was right there in a car following them the moment they opened fire. The FBI agent fled when the shooting started. Again, they're all briefers. None of them are street cops. But was stopped by local police. June 2015, white supremacist Dylan Roof murdered 9 black people at a church in Charleston, South Carolina. He was only able to buy the gun because an FBI agent fouled up the background check. Now that I'm thinking about it, there's another case that's not mentioned here, Gary Lee Sampson. He just died in federal prison. He tried to turn himself in to the FBI agent, the FBI office in Boston, and no one could be bothered because it was a Friday afternoon in the summer. No one could be bothered to pick him up. So he went on to kill three men over the weekend that picked him up hitchhiking, that just were trying to give him a break, and he murdered him for no reason. And he tried to turn himself in. July 2015. Islamic terrorist Muhammad Abdul Aziz opened fire and murdered five troops at two military installations in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Turns out his father had been on a terrorist watch list. December 2015, all this is in Obama years, basically. A Muslim terrorist partnered with his wife and murdered 14 people at a Christmas party in San Bernardino, California. Turned out he'd been communicating with targets of FBI terrorism investigations. June 2016, Oscar Mateen, a Democrat registered voter, a Hillary Clinton voter, according to the Washington Post. He was also an Islamic terrorist. He had pledged allegiance to ISIS, killed 49 people, wounded 53 in a mass shooting at a gay nightclub in Orlando. For a 10-month period prior to the terrorist attacks, the FBI had monitored the Muslim terrorist, secretly recording his conversations, and had interviewed him twice, concluding he wasn't a threat. September 2016, Islamic extremist Ahmad Rahimi wounded 31 people in three bomb explosions in New York. His father had reportedly alerted the FBI to his son's Islamic terrorist tendencies, but the FBI cleared him. January 6th, 2017, Esteban Santiago Ruiz opened fire at a Florida airport, murdering five people. 2 months earlier, he had visited an FBI field office and told agents he'd been watching ISIS videos and that voices in his head were telling him to commit violence. Apparently, they didn't care. Get out of here, kid. October 2017. This is the Las Vegas Music Festival. Stephen Paddock opens fire, killing 60 people, wounding 411. A hairstylist claimed to have spoken to the G-men in advance after hearing Paddock and his girlfriend talk about a plan to shoot into a crowd. February 2018, Nicholas Cruz opened fire at a high school, killing 17 people. FBI had received a warning 5 months earlier, before, about a YouTube user named Nicholas Cruz threatening a school shooting. They received a hotline tip, I think from his aunt, about his gun ownership, his desire to kill people, and disturbing social media. They did nothing. March 2021, Ahmad Alisa, another Muslim terrorist, murdered 10 people in a mass shooting in Boulder, Colorado. He was reportedly on the FBI's radar because of his links to another target. Brandon Hull, April 2021, killed eight people at an Indianapolis FedEx facility. FBI had questioned him the year before after his mother alerted police, but agents detected no threat. And then, of course, there were the Boston Marathon bombers. And they got a tip from their KGB, and these were Muslim welfare recipients who were using their welfare checks to buy bombs and bomb-making equipment. And the FBI, they couldn't be bothered. 844-500-4242. They were all lone wolves, you know. All of them were lone wolves. And then there was the guy from Fort Hood. He was under investigation, and he shot up the place. And then Barack Obama, he didn't even mention it when he first came out to talk about it. He was the president. He gave his a shout-out to an Indian chief. And then he said, then they call that one workplace violence. Workplace violence. An Islamic terrorist psychiatrist. After the Obama administration had said you can't carry guns on the base anymore, which made these military people sitting ducks for this Muslim terrorist who gunned down like I think 12 of them, including a pregnant woman.
I say, Ahmed, what is that thing you people do when you're about to assassinate an infidel?
Ah, you mean this?
Oh God, yes, I love that.
Everybody's wishing me a happy birthday, Bruce from the Mets, 508. I've gotten a lot of calls and letters, emails. Thanks to everybody who's been wishing me a happy birthday. I'm having a happy birthday. I'm glad to be here with you, and I hope I'm here for many future birthdays as well. Lou, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lou.
Yeah. Howie, I agree with everything you're saying. In fact, I even agree with your
contradiction of Sean Hannity. It's not just the seventh floor in Washington. It's every freaking field office. This is a parochial organization. These guys toe the line or they don't get promoted. That's
right.
The way it works. That said, Howie, who hired Christopher Wray?
I know. I know, at the behest of Chris Christie. And, you know, if I were Trump, I would probably never speak to Chris Christie again, just for that such terrible advice. You're absolutely correct, Lou.
Okay. Secondly, who fired Comey in the way it was done? It happened to be Jared. He called the man when he was giving a speech in California instead of bringing him back. He had a hearing from a third party. Instead of bringing him back.
Well, I actually like that. I actually like that part of it, Lou. That he's making a speech out in California and he finds out he's been fired. I kind of like that. I mean, don't you think Comey had that coming to him for being such a backstabbing jerk? Lou?
Donald Trump waited 4 or 5 months to fire.
I know. He should have fired him on January 20th. Again, agreed. And I think Trump would agree with you on that. Trump understands he made some mistakes. Sessions. Hiring Sessions was a mistake. Not firing Comey on January 20th. Hiring Christopher Wray. He should have brought in just a guy, a total outsider, a guy who could be totally trusted. Even a guy like General Flynn, you know, who doesn't have a law enforcement background. You don't have to have a law enforcement background to be the director of the FBI. You just have to be. You're appointed by the president. Go ahead.
Sessions, you're correct. He let that man languish for 20 months. He should have moved him over to DHS. Instead, he was without ammunition that entire time. All those attacks were being ramped up. The Russian collusion, Mueller and his band of thieves. And then he hires Bill Barr. Everybody's effusive about Bill Barr. But Bill Barr left at the last minute, screwed him, and then claimed that there was no election integrity issues.
I know. Again, nobody's perfect. And certainly Donald Trump was not perfect. And I agreed. He doesn't say too many unkind things about Bill Barr, but I think privately he would be very disappointed in the way Barr washed his hands, pulled the Pontius Pilate on him, just the same way with Mike Pence. I mean, I think he's very disappointed in Mike Pence. There's the old saying, no good deed goes unpunished. I mean, he did good things for these people. He rescued Pence from electoral oblivion. He brought Barr back from relative obscurity, and Christopher Wray was just a high-paid corporate lawyer with an expensive haircut, and he made them all, and they all couldn't wait to trip him up, if not stab him in the back. Thanks for the call, Lou. 844-500-4242. To all my listeners with an IRA or 401k, this is an urgent warning. Our federal debt has now reached about $29 trillion. What our government is not telling you is that the Fed is running out of ways to fight this growing burden. Inflation and tax hikes are their only way out. We all dodged a bullet when Senator Manchin announced he wouldn't support the Democrats' crazy Build Back Better plan, but the Democrats won't give up that easily. They're already back scheming to pay off their constituencies with still more trillions in handouts. That is absolutely not good news for middle and working class American taxpayers. Whatever Washington Democrats do in 2022 may mean yet more inflation. One out of every $5 now in circulation has just been printed out of thin air in the last 24 months. How can we not have double-digit inflation when the Fed's only answer to everything is printing more money? So if you have $50,000 or more in your retirement savings, your money could be at risk. That's why I protect my life savings with physical gold and silver. And now you can too. Learn how you can protect your life savings with physical gold and silver. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to receive your Biden inflation report. Goldco.com/Howie Carr and the IRA experts at Goldco will give you up to $10,000 in free silver when you open a qualifying account. That's why Goldco is the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Go to goldco.com/Howie Carr. The experts at Goldco have helped thousands of Americans own gold and silver in their retirement savings to protect against inflation and tax hikes. They helped me, and now they can help you too. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. I'm Howie Carr.
It's his show, and he knows how to use it.
You turn that microphone on, please, for me. If you would, I am paying for this microphone, Mr. Carr.
Howie Carr returns after this. He's always been a role model to the Jimmy Olsons in the city room.
This is a dog's life, kid. Keep out of it.
Yeah, but you get around and you see things.
Oh, you see things. I guess you believe all you hear on the radio. Huh?
He's Howie Carr.
Add another candle, another year, it's true. But 70 years sure looks good on you. Oh, Howard, it's your birthday.
I appreciate that birthday song from Donny Osmond, but he got my age wrong. What the hell's he talking about? I love my Pillows products. I sleep with their pillows. I wear their slippers. I dry off with their towels. Now you can enjoy all of their products with great discounts by using the code Howie at MyPillow.com. From pillows, towels, slippers, and even their Giza Dream Sheets, go to MyPillow.com and use code Howie for amazing discounts. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Now that the Patriots have been eliminated, who are you rooting for to go to the Super Bowl? The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the Green Bay Packers, Buffalo Bills, Kansas City Chiefs, or other?
Yeah, somebody likes the Cincinnati Bengals. I don't really care that much. I'm for the Packers. I'm for Aaron Rodgers. Let me put it this way. I'm for Aaron Rodgers, just because he's given a big middle finger to the deep state.
24% say the Packers. 46% say the Bucks.
Really? I thought it would change once I pointed out that who the quarterbacks are.
16% say the Bills, and 7% each for the Chiefs or other.
All right. 844-500-4242. I want to just mention that in Philadelphia, there's been a lot of crime. There's been a lot of crime everywhere, basically. There were five people arrested for gun violations in Boston over the weekend, all over the city. But in Philadelphia, they're having some grotesque crimes of violence, like so many places. So they have just announced that Philadelphia has just announced a guidance of how to avoid violent carjackings, and these are hot spots to avoid where you might get carjacked, according to the Philadelphia authorities. Take notes. Getting in and out of vehicles, residential driveways, parking lots and garages. When you're at a gas station. When you're at a drive-through ATM. When it's after dark and the street has poor lighting. Other than that, it's very safe to drive in Philadelphia.
If you're around a car.
Right. If you're around a car, you're likely to be carjacked, in other words. Who are they? Why would they even issue a list like this? Unless they're trying to scare people even more than they're already scared by reading what's already happened. And oh, by the way, don't go on a subway either in Philadelphia, because you're liable, if you're a woman, you're liable to be sexually assaulted by a homeless person. All right. We'll be right back with Hate Mail Monday. Hang on. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. If you'd like to join us. But right now, we do what we do at this time every Monday afternoon at this hour, and that is Hate Mail Monday.
It's time for Howie Carr's Hate Mail Monday. Let the hate flow through you.
You know, we have a lot of fans, Grace and I and Taylor and Jared and all the rest of the Howie Carr Radio Network family. And people tell us how much they love us. They send us mash notes. They send us emails. They send us voicemail. They tweet back at us. They do. They just express their love and affection in so many different ways. Right, Grace?
Absolutely, sir.
And this is the moment when we try to share some of the love and affection that we get from the audience.
Yes, and it's your birthday, so obviously the love notes are even more bountiful than usual.
Yeah, I'm being advised not to buy green bananas anymore. And I've never been a big banana fan, but thanks for the advice. And people don't have my age quite right, you know, Grace?
I know. I actually tweeted out today, happy birthday to Howie, happy big 5-0. I thought it was clear I was joking. But I got a lot of angry messages from people who were like, Howie's not 50, Howie's 70. Nice try, Grace. So I started the day off with a lot of hate mail, and a lot of people were saying 50's in Howie's rear view mirror.
I was the youngest old rewrite man in Hearst newspaper history, Grace. I was, you know.
Ooh, that sounds like such an old person brag. Can you say that one more time?
I was 7 years old. I was there, you know, with a Pall Mall dangling out of my mouth, pounding away at on an Underwood typewriter.
Aunt Mabel would be proud that you stuck with cigarettes. You wouldn't want to have a joint and have it laced with something.
Yes. Yeah. That's what dealers do, you know.
All right. Now, Howie, we do tweet out the Rumble Cam every day, and we actually have a very fresh hate mail from someone who just saw you, you know, sitting there celebrating your birthday. And this
person, I'm waving to him, whoever he is.
Captain in Boston said, phoning it in from Florida, Mar-a-Lago membership in hand, the one percenter himself getting paid millions to shill for Trump. Hashtag, Mar-a-Lago. It's Howie Carr.
That could be the new intro. I like that.
Yeah, that is pretty good.
Phoning it in from Florida.
Phoning it in from Florida. Making millions to shill for Donald Trump. It's Howie Carr.
No, it's the one percenter
it's
himself.
It's the one percenter himself, Howie Carr.
From poolside.
That's not bad. I think we can rewrite that.
Thank you, Captain Boston. We'll be sure to send you a
small residual check.
Yes. All right. Now, Howie, we should play some of these voicemails. We got a lot of them. Let's start. Now, Howie, you are in Florida. You were at Mar-a-Lago recently, and you talked about how you were trying to buy time to wait around to see if Trump would come in. And how did you buy that time? What did you do?
We ordered a round of cocktails.
And naturally, that came to my audience or your audience as a huge surprise. This is Cut 5.
Hey, Howie, you bought a round of drinks down in Florida. How many moths flew out of your billfold when you opened it up?
I'm a member of the club, pal. I just signed the tab. That's the way it works in beautiful people land.
Every time I think you've out-beautiful personed yourself, you say that. That is amazing. By the way, Howie, you have a column out where you did your typical Biden gaffes and you transcribed them all. And this person says, hold on. Let me get the right one here. This person says, Howie Carr is making fun of a man who suffers from a stutter. He manages it so well, we hardly ever notice it. But when he does,
This is someone who's got a mental disability themselves if they never notice it.
Slimeball jumps in. His savior, the former guy, would just lie and make bleep up. By the way, I just want to say this for the record. We don't make fun of Joe Biden because he has a stutter, because I understand there's people out there who have children who struggle with that. That's not what this is anymore. He overcame his stutter. This is totally different.
Right. So this guy is saying that Joe Biden doesn't lie?
This guy is saying that Trump lies and you lie and Joe Biden does not lie.
Okay. I just want to play cut three again. Taylor, to show Joe Biden in act, truth teller Joe Biden, Diogenes.
Well, no, I don't. We don't have. I don't think there is sufficient information to know about why he targeted that synagogue, why he insisted on the release of someone who's been in prison for over 10 years, why he was engaged, why he was using anti-Semitic and anti-Israeli comments. We just don't have enough facts.
So many whys in so little time. You know what's weird is certain...
Suppose Donald Trump had ever said anything remotely as risibly false as that.
But how it's weird how certain attacks, really, that the mainstream media can know everything. They can know the person's motivation.
Well, you
they
know,
can
the,
blame Donald Trump. But then other attacks...
Wait, Kyle, how about Kyle Rittenhouse? He had no problems describing Kyle Rittenhouse as a white supremacist. Instantaneously.
Yeah, it's weird. And then they need so much time for these other cases where they kind of are like the Tootsie Pop. The world may never know. They just shrug their shoulders and say, how could we ever try to guess what was in this man's mind?
Biden baffled by motives of synagogue hostage taker.
And you know what then they can do for the rest of time when someone asks them about it? They can say, I wouldn't want to jeopardize the investigation.
Right. I can't jeopardize sources and methods, Grace. That's the cliche. We can't jeopardize sources and methods.
Absolutely. All right. Now, Howie, it is your birthday today. I'm sure you'll have a little slice of something with a candle on it. And maybe it's a birthday cake. This is Cut 3.
Hey, Howie. Are you going to be celebrating your birthday with your fellow beautiful people at Mar-a-Lago tonight? Or did they say your 77 candle cake is a violation of the fire code, you crusty upper cruster?
77 candles would be a lot on a cake, Howie.
Grace, I hate to sound like a beautiful person again.
Oh, no. What? Oh, they don't allow candles or something? What are you going to say?
Mar-a-Lago is closed on Mondays.
Oh, okay. That wasn't that bad. I didn't know. I thought you were going to say
the dining room is closed.
I thought you were going to say something like, candles are for the peasant people. We don't have candles. I always find that it's nice once a person reaches a certain age, once a person goes blonde like Howie has, I think it's nice to just do like a couple of candles. I don't think we need to actually do the number of candles for your birthday.
Yes, and if you ever buy a cake for me again, Grace, there's no need for those
number
trashy
candles.
Number candles. Yeah.
The thing is, if we did put candles on a cake and there were 77 of them, it would look like a comet coming in from space.
If I was doing a number candle this week today, Grace, it would just be 007.
Very cool. You're so James Bond-like. All right, let's play...
Shaken, not stirred.
I had made a comment the other day when I was talking about Hillary Clinton running for president about how bad sequels are, and especially, you know, the third installments of movies. By the way, if you want to read that, it's dailymail.com. But some people disagreed with my movie taste. This is Cut 1.
I don't care what Princess Grace says. Back to the Future 3 was a very good movie.
Most would disagree.
Taylor likes it, though.
It's better than 2.
I can't even claim to be an expert. I've just seen bits and pieces
of
it.
You want a bad third movie? Jaws 3D.
Godfather
3. Jurassic Park 3.
Godfather 3 is what I was thinking.
Yep.
Yeah.
Rocky, anything after 1.
There's been a couple of good Rockies. I think my older brother would disagree with you, sir.
Your voice went really high on that.
I'm going to have to get Daniel Dale in here to fact check that. All right, Howie, now we did just talk about how you bought a round of drinks at Mar-a-Lago, but we have told the story a few times in the past couple weeks. Some people think you've told it a little too often. This is Cut 4.
Hey, Howie, how many times are you going to tell us that story about Trump at Mar-a-Lago? I've heard the thing like at least 5 times. Come on, old man. Quick repeat story. You sound like Biden.
I don't think I've told it 5 times.
No, you haven't. And it's a very good story. We like it a lot. Don't listen to him.
I'm going there on Wednesday night. I'll have a new story for you. Right, Taylor?
That's right.
You going to get a slice of chocolate cake?
Mrs. Trump's chocolate cake, yes.
There you go.
I think so. Hey, I also like the lobster.
Hate Mail Monday is brought to you by the 110 Grill. With over 35 locations in the Northeast, you are sure to find a location near you. They have a huge gluten-free menu, too, so if you're watching your waistline, they have you covered. To find a location, go to 110grill.com. All right, Howie, let's play. These are more kind of birthday hate mails. Let's play Cut 7.
Howard Carr's 70th birthday, well, that's not exactly true. It was only about 75% left of Howie, that's original equipment. All the rest of this stuff is only about 10 years old. Happy birthday, Howie.
That's true. That's true. My titanium hip is about 10 years old.
Gosh. Sound it's younger shape, every day. Let's also play Cut 2, please, Taylor.
Holly, for someone that makes fun of Joe Biden for watching me TV, you seem to know their schedule pretty well.
You know what? Because they don't have a big viewership, and I don't figure Joe's going to call in to contradict me, so I make it up as I go along. Sometimes I look it up, though. I do look it up sometimes.
Yeah.
What's on MeTV right now, Taylor, for instance?
Probably a Western. I'll find out.
Wagon Train. I'm going to guess Wagon Train.
By the way, speaking of hate mail, Howie, I got a lot of hate for posting a few photos of us for your birthday. People said that it was very Barack Obama of me to
post. It is Wagon Train.
There you go.
See, I'm confirming what the guy said, which I just denied, that I know the schedule.
Linda Evans guest starring.
Linda Evans, she must have been about 5 years old when she was on Wagon Train. Good Lord.
I'm sorry, Grace. Continue with your story.
No, that's it. That's all for hate mail today. I think we got a lot in there. I mean, we got some birthday stuff. We got some Biden stuff. That was pretty much...
We got one more we can play.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Play it.
Hey, Howie. I'll bet Aaron Rodgers never fell off his bicycle, you girly mo.
I didn't come here to be made sport of, you know.
Oh, but you did. It's your birthday. That's bound to happen. Don't forget,
right,
guys, you can go to the 110 Grill. Go to 110grill.com to check out all of their locations. 110grill.com.
Okay. Thank you, Grace. Biden inflation is not a joke. 7%. Thank you, Brandon. I mean, Biden. My friends at Eden Pure can help you. They have a great deal this week on their bestseller, the Gen 21 heater. This is the first heater I tried from Eden Pure, and Taylor stole it. I mean, borrowed it for his house. Taylor, what do you think of the Gen 21?
It's a very good heater. It's very economical, and it's got all the same safety features as any of the other Eden Pure heaters do. But it's really very efficient. It puts out a lot of heat. And especially if you're, you know, maybe older in your golden years and you want to sit down and watch some Wagon Train or maybe Adam 12 coming up next on MeTV.
Oh, I love Adam. I knew Martin Milner.
A full hour of Adam 12. That's a good way to go, having the Gen 21 heater in front of your feet.
One Adam 12. Yes, a Jack Webb Mark 7 production. The Gen 21 heater is the next generation of heaters. It's like, you know what, Dragnet, and the Gen 21 is Atom 12, the next generation. It combines an efficient PTC infrared heating element and an Eden Pure copper heating chamber with an advanced bladeless fan to produce a super effective heater that takes up minimal space. This heater also has a remote control, so you don't have to get up to turn it up or down. Save $25 this week only at EdenPureDeals.com. Code word Howie25. You'll also receive free shipping. That's EdenPure.com. Code word Howie25. I'm Howie Carr.
Follow Howie on Twitter at Howie Carr Show. You won't regret it.
We're not just gonna let you walk out of here.
Who is we, sucker?
Smith and Wesson and me.
The Howie Carr Show.
Now, we all knew that Joe Biden would be not so good. But few could have imagined that he would be such a disaster for this country.
Did you watch that speech on Saturday night from Florence, Arizona? at the hands of Trump, Biden got a worse beating than the New England Patriots did. Meanwhile, on a third channel, UNC, the Tar Heels were crushing the Yellow Jackets of Georgia Tech. Donald, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Donald.
Good afternoon, Howie.
Hi.
Listen, the problem you deal with in any of these federal agencies, okay, they hire quality people to begin with, very competitive. And this will apply to everybody, but I'll use the FBI as an example. They send them into the academy. The academy tells them, you guys walk on water. You can't trust anybody but another FBI agent. So that's where they start from. Then they hit them with, in order to advance, you need, can you see the air quotes? A big case. Whoosh, whoosh, whoosh.
Yeah, the academy, that reminds me. You know who the head of the FBI academy was back in the day? A guy named John Morris. They called him Vino. He took payoffs from Whitey Bulger. $7,000. He got drunk with Whitey Bulger and Stevie Flemmi. He tipped off John Zip Connolly so Zip Connolly could tip off Whitey Bulger to kill informants in gangland hits on Northern Avenue in South Boston. That was the guy that was the head of the academy.
Okay.
And then Detroit, the guy that was running the whole Whitmer operation last year, or late 2020, right before the election, it was an October surprise against Donald Trump. That guy got promoted from Detroit to the J. Edgar Hoover headquarters in Washington, D.C., where they all dream of going. That's their heaven on earth. And you know, he set this thing up. It was a total scam. And then he gets promoted to D.C. That's how it works. You know, you got to be a little on the shady side to move up in the organization, Donald.
Howie, when you're doing that, you can't take a little case and develop it. You need the big case. So when somebody calls in, and some of the best cases you'll find if you research it, are discovered by the brand new agent. Because
right.
Somebody answered the phone, oh, I ain't dealing with this. Give it to the new guy. Hey, that's going nowhere. If it doesn't feed their goal of getting promoted,
or
go into the little guy.
Or if it's like Samson, you know, the guy who killed three people who just died in federal custody. I think he was still on death row. He tried to turn himself in, but it was a Friday afternoon, so not even the newest agent wanted it. So they just blew him off. And so he said, okay. So he went out and he killed three people over the three guys over the weekend. Three totally innocent people dead because the FBI wouldn't pick up a guy. I mean, the level of incompetence here, and they spend billions and billions of dollars. And it's, they keep calling it the world's premier law enforcement agency. According to who? It's just a totally fraudulent organization. And this latest thing is just so absurd. That they're saying that it was not specifically related to the Jewish community. They took over a synagogue. The guy was making anti-Semitic, anti-Israeli remarks. He wanted to get release of a terrorist who tried to kill U.S. troops in Afghanistan and who said that there shouldn't be any Jews allowed on her jury, right down to genetic testing to see if anybody had any Jewish DNA. She wanted him struck from the jury pool. I mean, but this had nothing to do with anti-Semitism. You know, we still don't know. This guy could have been a lone wolf. And by the way, how did he get into the country? How does a guy with a lengthy criminal record, and apparently he had rants on social media about 9/11 and how much he hated Jews and Americans, but he was allowed to come into the country? What did they think, he was going to vote Democrat? Did he test? Did he have a COVID test? Was he wearing a mask? I'm Howie Carr.